This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by an automotive journalist, now podcaster, and he's going to tell us all about this brand new show called the Truck Show Podcast. I was listening to the first episode just last night, so it's a cool show, and we'll tell you all about it. Also coming up in this hour of the program, Dave Kinney, who is the official auction and classic car reporter for Automobile Magazine and for Auto Week Magazine, as well as the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and independent estimator himself with his own business, U.S. Appraisal. He's going to be joining us to tell us about last week's activities at the Amelia Island Concours and where he's off to next. Coming up in hour number two, back by popular demand, we're going to open up the Auto World Garage and talk to Dan Watson. He's the CEO of thelubepage.com. We've got some other stuff as well, trivia, and some new car news to share with you. I'll give you our contact numbers. Toll-free from anywhere across North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Anytime you can hit me up there, even if you're listening to the show on tape delay, don't hesitate to send a question to our guests, and if you're listening to the show in podcast or in archive form, the same goes for that. Well, for about 10 years, I was with Motor Trend magazine. I was the radio host for Motor Trend, but I also did a whole lot of other stuff. I was a writer, and I had my own blog, and in the year 2010, Angus McKenzie, Gene Jennings and myself were the television hosts. We did some events from major auto shows and things like SEMA, the big love fest of all things automotive out in Las Vegas. This gentleman joining us right now is an esteemed automotive journalist, and he's teamed up with a radio guy to create a very cool podcast. It's called The Truck Show, and the gentleman's name is Sean Holtzman. Sean, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How's it going today?
Going great. Why don't we begin by telling everybody about your current responsibilities, which are many, as when I was at Motor Trend, it went through many different hands, ownership-wise. I have to stop and think. I think it was Peterson, and then went to EMAP, then it went to Prime Media, then it went to Source Interlink, and then, of course, it became the 10 Enthusiast Network, and they've put you in charge of a whole slew of publications, or, as you pointed out in the first podcast, of the Truck Show, brands. So tell us about the brands that you oversee, and tell us about your automotive journalist history.
Yeah, so I actually just passed my 15th anniversary at the company in various forms. Like you said, we've had many owners. We recently were merged in a joint venture with Discovery Channel, Discovery Communications, their Velocity program. And so that's pretty exciting news for all of us who are still there. And you're right, we're brands now just because we're more than magazines. But I oversee the entire truck group editorially. I'm a content director, but back in the day that would have been called an editorial director. And so I oversee Truck Trend, Truckin', Diesel Power, Four Wheeler, Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road, JP, and a host of others. And trying to expand our platform and reach and do something that this truck space has been looking, you know, forward to. There's nothing quite like it. I had the opportunity to team up with Jay Tillis, who's better known as Lightning from K-Rock. And Jay's here with me today.
I am indeed. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. So yeah, Bob, so we basically, Jay and I teamed up, put a proposal out and said, hey, this space is missing a quality, highly produced show that's sort of entertaining.
Now, wait a minute. Don't say quality. Yeah, we're two episodes in.
Well, we're going to do three this week, right?
Yes.
Number three will launch on Thursday. But I do have to say I'm going with quality, Jay, because we have 17 five-star reviews on iTunes so far. I'm running with that.
Yeah.
Only a week
out. That's great. That's very cool. I like your effects. I love your jingles and your little drops that you've got going in there in the first episode. You guys have great chemistry together, and I think you're going to do really well with this.
That's very kind of you to say.
Thank you.
We're trying to inject some humor, so it's not just all horsepower and torque numbers. And, you know, we'd like to think that you could listen to it in the car with the family and they wouldn't gloss over with, you know, technical terminology.
And I think that the other thing that we're bringing to the table is even if you're a passing enthusiast, not a hardcore truck enthusiast, we'd like to educate you and tell you about the scene, tell you about what's going on in the industry. And because of our, you know, deep contacts through things like the OEs, from car reviews or some of the aftermarket companies, we're able to bring interviews with chief engineers of trucks, chief designers, product planners, basically giving our audience access to people that they never would have had access to before, and hopefully telling a little bit of the backstory of what it takes to make a truck these days. And I'm bringing Jay along with me for the ride.
It's been a lot of fun. We've done some silly stuff too, like we spoke with a writer at Vice magazine, and they have edgy stories, one of which caught my attention, which was the battle over truck nuts. Who actually created truck nuts? And that was in episode number one, and it's a pretty funny, an entertaining story revolving around trucks. But we do get into the nitty-gritty with designers, with people who work inside the industry, and also with clubs, right? I mean, part of the deal is we want to bring in the everyday guy. So not only do we want to give access, but we really want the show to be approachable to the average guy that he may have a nice truck and he's in a club. Let's bring the club on. Let's talk about those passions from the enthusiast perspective, not just from the journalism perspective.
We're going to be covering stuff like interesting products that you may or may not have heard about. We're going to be talking to designers. We're going to be talking to
innovators.
Innovators. Yeah, entrepreneurs, guys that have started huge companies that you know today, but how do they actually get started? We'll be discussing
events
and sponsorships. So how do you get all the free products you always hear people talking about? Is it possible? How do you do it? We got a lot of that stuff going on. It should be an entertaining show.
And we won't run out of topics anytime soon.
Right.
Well, you've got a radio guy with, I believe, 27 years in the Los Angeles market, so Lightning knows a little bit about getting some free stuff.
Hey, how dare you?
I think I called him out for that in our very first episode.
Yes. Yeah. Well, one of our first guests was from Alpine, one of the heads of R&D at Alpine, and the way that we met is, of course, me getting free stuff in my car.
But that's why, you know, I think the partnership here, Jay and I have known each other for over 20 years, and we've been able to do things in small projects over the years. And when the opportunity came up for us to work together on this podcast, there wasn't a better partner out there. Somebody with not only a tremendous amount of radio and producer experience and on-air talent, but also somebody who's a true enthusiast, which matches my passions as well. So I think it'll be really good and authentic.
Very nice of you to say here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
On radio.
Can you give me my $5 now?
Yes, I can. Free money.
Very good. Have both of you guys always been truck people, or is this something that is coming into your life a little bit later?
Well, I mean, for me, I started at Truckin' Magazine back in the early 2000s. I've always been a truck and off-road guy, but I also love cars, too. I have a passion for, I'm a gearhead, period. But my niche in my career over the years has been in trucks, and that's actually served me very well because not a lot of journalists specialize in the truck market, and that's given me a lot of legs.
Yeah.
We'll take a
same kind of parallels with me.
We'll take a quick pit stop, and on the other side, more with, we got both of them. I didn't expect it. We got Lightning and Holman from the Truck Show. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Gotta keep moving. for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNlive.com. And we've got two great folks on the Auto World guest lines. And let me remind you about who is sponsoring the guest lines. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it is deserved. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And here are a couple of guys that love cars. We've got a Lightning, Los Angeles disc jockey for 27 years, radio personality, I should say, and also Sean Holtzman from Truck Trend and all the different brands that are under the new 10 Enthusiast Publication Group, their discovery. How are they actually putting that down? What's the latest on that, Sean? Who is the official owner?
You mean what is the same as business card? I can tell you it almost needs an acronym because it's so long in his card. Yeah, it's ridiculous. The way it works right now is we are 10, a discovery communications company. So that's the official.
Okay.
But we like to joke we're Pepsi 10 because it's Peterson, EMAP, Prime Media, Source Interlink, and now 10. So that's our joke so we can remember who all the previous owners are. But great passionate group of people still at the magazines, at the brands. And a great new ownership group. We're excited to see where it takes us.
Yeah, and this is Lighting. I was on for, I don't know, 25-plus years on K-Rock. That's KROQ in Los Angeles. And produced the Kevin and Bean Morning Show. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So produced the morning show for many years and headed up the digital department and just screwed around with this guy across the table for me for so long on cars and stuff. And Holman is, we've become, you know, really, really great friends. And over music, we bonded over music and cars and stuff, and this is Lightning speaking. I've built all kinds of cars for SEMA and personal projects, and really, I think our first project together, Holman, was my 03 Silverado.
Your 03 Silverado at Bastani Exhaust, and I wrote that story. It was an installation technical story for Truckin' Magazine.
Right.
So, I guess that's like 2003, so.
Right.
We go way back.
So the show, the Truck Podcast, the Truck Show Podcast, I should say, is new. You can find it on iTunes and the Google Play Store,
yeah.
Right? Yep. And it's a lot of personal stories and a lot of behind the scenes inside the truck industry, and we're playing games, and
it's irreverent, it's fun, it's a little bit edgier than what most people would expect, and because of Jay's background producing a morning show, it really has that radio morning show vibe to it. So what we're hoping is people listen to us on their commute into work, you know.
But it's not the big guy dude coming out here, 7 hours more, you know, it's not that stuff. Just us,
normal guys.
Just us being yahoos.
Yeah. And like you say, great, great production elements in there. Jay, keep doing that. And the other thing that's cool, I haven't officially done a podcast. All of my podcast work has just been basically extracting the commercials because certain folks figured they could sell that commercial time to somebody else. But it must be great, you know, not to have to go to a break. It must be great to have the freedom to be able to say whatever word you want. And
so far, yes. But we'll take your money if you want to sponsor the show.
Yeah. we can bleep ourselves if we feel that we've crossed the line. Also, I mean, you probably didn't know that you get penalized by iTunes if you repurpose your over-the-air broadcast. So this is original. The only place you can get ours is by listening to the Truck Show Podcast on iTunes.
And if you search for the Truck Show Podcast on Google, it now comes up. Like I said, we've got 17 five-star reviews. We launched last Monday. The third episode will be out
17.
This Thursday. Yeah, I'll take it though, right? number 3 will be out on Thursday. So we're brand new. We're starting to grow it. And we've got some great social, either Instagram or Facebook is at Truck Show Podcast. You can find us there. And we do some behind-the-scenes photos that coincide with our episodes. So you can kind of see what we're up to, from a video and from a still picture standpoint as well.
Right. But we definitely want you listening. You know, this is audio first for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, like episode 1, we checked in with our friends at Alpine Electronics. You know, they're the pioneers of amazing car audio. We talked about Lone Star Throwdown.
Huge
we talked
truck
to the chief designer from Ram Trucks. That's
cool.
That was a pretty cool get. Yeah. Episode 2, we talk about funny parts counter guy stories. Like, I won't spoil them, but some really interesting things that people try to buy. That
behind the counter. We have a friend of mine who's actually a truck counter person, and he tells us his experience from behind the counter, which is sort of fun.
Yeah, we go behind the scenes at Nissan. He's a Titan product planner. We spoke to someone at the Roadster shop who is known throughout the world as the premier
builder.
Frame builder,
yeah.
Exactly. And we talked about the $100,000 Genco Silverado. So we cover the gamut.
I think our thing we like to bring to the table is lifted, lowered, everything in between. Whether it's a new truck, an old truck, OE, custom, lifted, lowered, off-road, racing, we love it all. If it's got a pickup bed on the back, we're going to talk about it. That's our litmus test. Is it cool? Is it a truck? We're in.
Well said.
Thank you.
And by the looks of the marketplace, we're going to see even more trucks here in North America, and of course, some very interesting incarnations like the return of the Ford Bronco and the Chevrolet Blazer. So that should be great fun to...
In fact, Bob, I'm driving the only 2019 Ram 1500 in California right now. I was on the long lead, and as you know, as a journalist, you'd go on long leads. We actually had to drive back to California, so I'm in this brand new Ram 1500 for the next week, and amazing truck. When people see the technology, the 12-inch screen inside, the soft touch materials, the technology in terms of the powertrain, the room, I mean, it's an unbelievable truck.
And it's so quiet. They
so
have
quiet.
The noise cancellation, which is bizarre. You feel like you're in a soundproof room.
it's really weird.
How does that work anyway, that sound cancellation?
So there's a couple of microphones, and it will listen for when you are having a conversation versus when you're being quiet. It'll listen to the radio and what's pouring through that. And then there's a dynamic signal processor that listens to various microphones that are buried in the headliner, and it will put the opposite frequency white noise against what's going on to cancel out the ambient noise, except for when you're having a conversation, it'll turn off so you can hear your buddy talking to you next door.
It was really strange, Bob. So we went to go pick up some cables and stuff for our podcast studio the other night, and Sean gave me a ride in this thing. And when we were talking, it was normal, just regular. It's quiet inside.
Yep.
It's well-damped in the vehicle. But then as soon as we stopped talking, it was as if someone was sucking the sound out of the vehicle.
So quiet.
It was I'm not joking. It was a void of audio.
Yeah,
it was. I had been in Rockford Fosgate a long time ago. Let me stand in there. Mm-hmm. What do they call those studios where they have the pointed foam?
Oh, yeah.
And where they measure
the
speaker outputs and whatnot, where it's an absence of audio.
It's like black hole of sound. And that's how the truck sounds like with this active noise canceling. It's really, really amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting.
Sean, have you had the opportunity to drive the Raptor?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's my daily driver for the past year. Won the four-wheeler pickup truck of the year last year. So I've got a 2017 aluminum truck with the 3.5 EcoBoost.
What a show-off.
450 horsepower, 510 torque.
Wow, very cool. He's one on my street. The guy just keeps it out in front just because he wants the world to know.
He's taunting his neighbors with how cool he is.
And by the way, Sean just doesn't tool around in this thing. I shouldn't say this publicly. He rips this thing. Like, he's really giving it a run for it.
I've raced in Baja in the 1000. I know how to drive. I'm a professional off-road driver. So, I mean, we push the limits. It's a lot of fun, Bob.
Excellent. Well, Lightning and Holman, I wish you the best, and we'll check in with you from time to time, and appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us here today.
Yeah, please check out the Truck Show podcast on iTunes or Google Play,
or on social at Truck Tunes, or excuse me, at Truck Show Podcast. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Fine is the word. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. So appreciate it. Still recovering from my surgery stuff. My vocal cords are not what they were, but they will be again. But for a lifelong radio guy, it's a hard thing to deal with, but we're doing the best that we can. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines once again, and the guest line is powered by Hagerty. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Joining us, sliding up to the microphone, is a gentleman who wears many different hats. He's an appraiser with his own company called U.S. Appraisal. He also is the auction reporter for both Automobile and Auto Week magazine. And when he's not doing that, he's the publisher of the ever-growing Hagerty Price Guide. Dave Kinney, welcome back to the broadcast. All right, no problem. Looks like we're having a little phone issue with Dave. But that's no problem whatsoever. We'll get him on here and talk to him a little bit about what's happened over the past few weeks, including the Amelia Island Concours and the five different auctions that occurred there, and where he's headed to next. And I got a couple of other questions I've been saving up for Dave. If you have a question for Dave, by all means, give him a give us a call, and I'll pass on any messages to him during the week. So you can dial us up at 855-660-4261. Here he is, the man himself, Dave Kinney. Welcome back to Auto World.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about the past. Let's talk about Amelia Island. Once again, You know, it's been wonderful weather-wise throughout the history of the Concorde. They had that one infamous date in the early years that really caused a lot of havoc, and then they headed it off, headed the trouble, the rain off at the pass a few weeks back, a few years back, I should say, by postponing the Saturday events and moving the Sunday events to Saturday. And what happened this time around, Dave?
It was threatening weather again for the Sunday, and so they moved it to Saturday. And they're getting pretty good at that. Rumor has it they might even go to Saturday for next year and then have the Sunday as the day that in case it rains on Saturday, but that's just rumor. But it all worked out well. It was a beautiful day on Saturday. It wasn't too bad a day on Sunday either, so maybe it was a little bit too much caution, but you could never you never be too cautious at something like that. It was a beautiful event, very, very well done, and had some great cars, including the cars of Big Daddy Ed Roth, if you remember, him and those cars. So some very colorful roadsters and bubble top cars. Those are the things that they made models of when we were kids, and a whole row of them were there, I guess maybe six or seven. And it was a lot of fun. It was great fun, great time. And it turned out the weather was great, too.
And it was the annual Porsche Club event, so that in itself must have been a treat, seeing all those folks. And we can't not point out that Bill Warner's a racer at heart. He spent so much of his career as a photographer for road and track and always injects a lot of racing DNA into the event.
Absolutely. There's no Concorde that has more race and race-oriented cars, and you're right. You couldn't swing a cat, as they say on the island of Amelia, without running into a Porsche, whether it was an early, pre-A, or the latest thing that just came here and just was sold a few weeks ago. It was Porsche all the time. So, lots of fun, lots of great cars, and, of course, lots of great people as well.
Let's talk about what's down the road for you. You do an awful lot of traveling, and what is the road? Where is the road calling this time around?
Well, for the very first time ever, I'm going to Essen, Germany next week, and the big Techno Classica Essen, which I've never been to, and really looking forward to. We're doing a seminar, Hagerty Price Guide, which I'm the publisher of, and the Porsche Club are doing a Buying Porsches in America. Now, my German is probably, it stops at Wiener Schnitzel and beer, but I think I should be able to get by with that. So we're going to have someone there who's going to do some translating for us as well, and we're just going to talk about the United States has been actually all of North America has been where a lot of the Porsches went in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, and so a lot of people in Germany are buying them back, but it's full of pitfalls. It's not easy to buy a car sight unseen. It's very unwise usually to do it. And so we're just going to give a little buyer beware seminar, I guess. So it should be fun.
It should be, definitely. I've only known one other gentleman who has attended that event a number of times, and he's kind of like a George Barris. His name is Eddie Paul, and did a lot of cars for movies like Grease and Fast and Furious, and he absolutely loves that show. So you're going to have fun.
I understand it's in a number of different halls indoors, covering many, 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 many football fields. So I'm going to wear comfortable shoes. I'm going to keep a smile on my face, and I'm going to make some friends in Germany, hopefully, who will give me a smile and a smirk in my really bad German interpretation of whatever word I'm supposed to be saying. So we'll let you know when I'm back, but I'm looking forward to it very much.
Sounds great. As you pointed out, you're the official reporter for both Automobile and Auto Week when it comes to auctions, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, but you've also got your own business, U.S. Appraisal, that has a cool 800 number associated with it. Tell our listeners about your own business and give out that cool number.
Well, it's 1-800-US-APPRAISAL, so you don't have to dial all the numbers out, but it's pretty easy to remember that way. That was a coup that I got early on. I figured out how to do that. And, my website is usappraisal.com as well. So if somebody has a question about a valuation question for us or something they'd like to talk about, we're here most of the time. I won't be here, like I said, this coming week for a while, but we have people who help out with appraisal questions. Right now, we've been busy with a lot of estates, Bob. A lot of cars from people who had, or estates from people who had, from 5 and 6 to looks like 40 and 50 cars coming up. So it's been a busy time, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. But that's what I do. That's what I do when I'm not putting together the price guide, and the price guide takes an awful lot of time.
It sure does, and let's talk in more detail about the price guide, because you and your team do a wonderful job, and for those that haven't checked it out, they must do so.
Well, thanks. That's at Hagerty.com/valuation tools, and it's available online and free for anybody who wants to look up their car. It's mostly cars, it's all cars from the post-war era. And we have motorcycles and trucks there. So.
And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the neat ways that you package some vehicles. You've got different various categories, and not unlike the stock market, you got some blue chips, and you've got a lot of other cool ones we'll get back with after we take a quick break. This is AutoWorld.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
He's the official guy when it comes to auctions for both Automobile and Auto Week magazine. He has also got his own company, U.S. Appraisal, and the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, Dave Kenny. Yes, all those duties are done by this one incredible guy. Dave does just a fantastic job of traveling around and making sense out of what quite often is something complicated. And you put up some great articles. Before we talk about the valuation tools a little bit more, you put up this article recently, five classic cars you can buy for under $5,000. And first one on the list is a car I've always had a thing for, the 1975-81 TR7. How about the TR8s? They're harder to find, but I always liked
harder,
that car.
Much harder. Yeah, I like those cars too. And, you know, they're wedge-shaped cars, so they've been off-putting to some people for a long, long time, but it's a well of a car for not too terribly much money. TR7 is basically the same as a TR8, but a TR8 has the V8 engine in it, and they made very, very few of them. And now people in England are taking their TR7s and putting that little Rover V8 into it, which, of course, if you go back in history, was a GM-sourced V8 as well, and making their TR7s into TR8s. But we have in the United States, just like we were talking about with Porsches, we have most of the TR7s and most of the TR8s came to the United States. And I should say that this was an article by Haggerty. This wasn't by me, so it's something that the team at Haggerty does, and I can't speak enough about how wonderful it is working with the people at Haggerty. We have media teams, and we have our valuation team, and a bunch of other people. It's really grown over the years, but all car people, all people who like to deal with cars, and all people who kind of live and breathe the car lifestyle, as they say, oil in their veins or gasoline in their veins, basically, because they're as into it as you and I are, Bob, which is always great to say.
And there's some other great cars on that list as well. Check it out. Let's talk about one thing that you spent a lot of time on, and that's the Haggerty valuation tools. And this is something that has to be constantly monitored.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun and a lot of work. Like I said, that's at Haggerty.com/valuation tools, and it's free, which is everyone's favorite price. We also do these charts that you were talking about before we went on the break. We have these German car and British car and blue chip charts, and you can basically draw a chart of watch the value of your own car. Of course, the only reason to buy a car is because you love it, not because it's going to go up in value or that it's going to go down in value or it's going to stay sideways in value. But it's fun to watch. It's fun to put together a portfolio of different cars and kind of see where values are heading. And that's something you could do. You know, somebody told me the other day they spent about 2.5 hours on the valuation tool. And I was sitting there going, yeah, I could definitely see you could definitely spend 2.5 hours there looking up different cars and, you know, putting together portfolios of cars that you wanted to own or that you did own or something like that. And we know it's been very, very popular with people pretty much around the world, actually. So, fun and free. It's always a good combination.
Absolutely. Those are two words that you don't hear too much. And taking a page from the financial world, you've got these indexes of various vehicles, and then you've got an actual score. Like for March 2018, it's 64.73. Tell us about that score and about some of those lists that you grouped together.
Well, we run this the score that changes three times a year, and we talk to market experts and people. You know, we have dealers and people who are involved in the car market, and it runs from a wild, crazy market at 100 to a you know, dead as a doornail market at anything below 20, and right now we're running, like you said, at 68%. But that's something that needs a little more explanation, so it's best to go online and check that out. You know, when you're at Hagerty.com and visiting that. So that's one of the things that we do. It's kind of a healthiness of the market, basically. It's a kind of a snapshot way to look at it. And, these indexes that we do are very much like stock market indexes, although they're not updated every day. They're updated, regularly during the course of the time that we update the price guide, which we do that three times a year. But, little secret here, we've been adding things to the price guide, so there's more in the price guide right now than there is in the printed book. We let the printed book catch up now. And so we're adding a lot of cars from the 2000s and even up until the 2010s and in through there, which has been kind of our goal recently to get up to date on some of the cars that our customers are looking at. So it used to be the only things we had in the 2000s were the Ford GTs and the Z8s and about 15 others, and now we've got quite a few more because of interest and demand from the Hagerty clients and the Hagerty customers. So we're listening to what people say, and we're responding to it, and we're pricing them. And like I said, we're keeping very, very busy doing all that. So it's good fun. There's nothing I'd rather be doing because my job gets to let me talk about cars all day long, and there's just nothing more fun than that for a car guy.
You're so correct. And as you pointed out, you know, bringing some of these more modern cars into the mix is definitely a good thing because they're building some spectacular cars these days, and they're building them in limited numbers, and a lot of people getting into the classic car hobby drift towards those vehicles. So I think that's a very wise move. Some of the other by category, you have a 1950s American Index, an Affordable Classics Index, the Blue Chip Index, British Car Index, Ferrari Index, German Collectibles Index, and Muscle Cars. Let's just talk a little bit about muscle cars. How are things in the muscle car world in general?
Very well, I guess is the best way to describe it. Last year, if you remember about, I guess it was November or December in 2016, we were talking about it, and I said 2017 was going to be the year of the muscle car, the return of the muscle car, and boy, it really did happen. I'm not going to tell you about all the time my predictions were wrong, by the way, but we'll just talk about the one time that was right. But anyhow, it continues, and if you watch these major auctions on TV, like your Meekum and your Barrett Jackson auction, you can see that. And of course, this is a market right now that just absolutely loves ready to go point and shoot cars that are you know, just done to the max. And And when you watch those things that are, those cars that are running maybe on a Friday and Saturday of an auction, they're some of the best cars in the world, and they're bringing record prices again. So it's really, really fun to see. But don't forget, and Bob, I tell everybody when I say this, you can have fun at $1,500 or $2,500 or even $5,000 in the classic car marketplace. You know, not everybody has the money to buy a brand new Bugatti, I sure don't. Not everybody has the money on a Ferrari or maybe even a really nice old Lincoln Continental. But, boy, there's some great cars out there that are, you know, maybe an older Mustang or a Camaro or something like that that you can have fun and enjoy. And I would say play at whatever level you like. Just play.
On the front page, it just happened to catch my eye. The Brooklyn, there's an interesting vehicle. And the man himself, I've actually interviewed him. Malcolm Brooklyn was the gentleman who brought the Subaru brand to America, and then right. He created his own sports car. It was fiberglass, it had gullwing doors, it had either a American Motor-sourced engine or, I believe, a Ford engine. But I understand it's still struggling. People aren't knocking down doors to get Brooklyns.
Well, they did have some build quality issues, and I can say that because I've owned three of them. And so a lot of the time, one of them I owned for about 2.5 hours. And, you know, it's the old boat owner thing, happiest day I bought it and happiest day I sold it. I like them. I love the cars. The color, you know, they're colorful. They're in great colors, like bright green, safety green, safety orange, safety suntan for the tan cars, and safety white. By now, everybody has pretty nice ones because they've spent a lot of time screwing things back together and making them right. And you're right, the first-year cars had AMC engines, and the second-year cars had Ford engines. So they only basically made them for 2 years. They were made in Canada, believe it or not. And Malcolm Brooklyn, a very interesting guy.
Absolutely. Well, good luck as you head off to Germany. We'll have to get a full report when you come back.
Now, Wiedersehen, I believe, is what I'm supposed to say now, right?
That's absolutely right on the money. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Check out my website, autoworldradio.com, when you get a chance.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.